This is The Decode, where your host, Jace Bennett, takes the biggest success stories and deconstructs them down to their core elements so that you can use them to construct your own success.
Welcome back to The Decode. I'm your host, Jace Bennett, and I have an incredible guest here that is doing something that I haven't seen before, I've lightly heard of, and so I've got him here on the show to explain something that will blow most of your minds, and if it doesn't, then you are way ahead of the curve. I have Mr. Dave Wilkes here. Dave, how's it going today?
Great to see you, Jace. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I've been talking a lot about NFTs this season. It's a thing. I have liquidated about 40 different stocks and transferred all the funds into crypto and moved that into my crypto wallet. And I've been going bananas on different NFTs. And one thing that I keep telling everybody is I try to only buy NFTs that have utility, because I think there's more to it than just art and hype and tradability and rarities. I didn't really get into Pokemon. I didn't really get into trading cards. I got a bunch of basketball cards when I was older, but I really, really did in my past get into real estate. I got a license in Utah. After about a year and a half of that, I made enough that my wife and I had just enough chicken scratch to start a little business in Hawaii and on Oahu on the North Shore. And then we built that up, and then I got my real estate and then broker's license in Hawaii and did that for almost 8 years. And so I love real estate and I love crypto, NFTs, all this good stuff. And you've thrown it all together. Can you kind of explain what you're working on right now? And then we can get really specific.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm a real estate developer in Utah, and we do multifamily apartments, townhomes, residential, amongst a variety of other projects. And this particular project is a single family home in Mill Creek, right on 39 South and Highland Drive. So we're in the heart of Mill Creek. And it's a brand new modern mid-century home that we have put together and tokenized the deed of the property. So it's owned by an LLC, a Utah LLC, and that entity is selling the property as an NFT. So that means that someone who is holding cryptocurrency, let's say they have a basket of various cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, amongst a number of others, and they now would like to acquire the property, they can do that without converting to USD and wiring the funds and going through KYC. They can basically exchange their crypto for the token of the house and control the house. So there's probably a number of facets in there that we can drill down on and unpack, but I'll kind of let you figure out where you want to drill in.
There's a lot of spots here, actually. So where did the idea come to tokenize? Actually, and if you want to explain tokenize, because I'll say that and people are like, okay, I'm out. They're already too far for me. When you said tokenize really? The deed, if you can go into that just a teeny bit, because I actually have a few friends that have more in cryptocurrencies than I can imagine, and yet they have no idea how any of it works. They knew it was a good investment a half decade ago or more, and threw in on it. They've got all this money, but they have no idea what they're doing. So tokenizing a deed, can you give me a brief explanation of that?
Sure. So the property, like a lot of properties, is owned at the title as an LLC. So the name of the property is an LLC, and that entity will stay on title kind of in perpetuity for the house. So the LLC, we have converted that into a token, and that token essentially will be exchanged on the sale of the house for the token of the person buying the house. So there are a lot of people, as you mentioned, who maybe they got into Bitcoin early and all of a sudden it's now, you know, trading at 40,000 and they have, you know, tens of millions or in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crypto. And if they sell that crypto, it triggers a taxable event. But if you exchange that crypto for another token, let's say you move from, you know, Bitcoin into Ethereum, that's not a taxable event. So that's essentially what's happening, is they're exchanging the crypto that they hold for the crypto that I've created, the token that I've created for the house. And that exchange, the purchase of the house, will be done not in a traditional US dollar perspective, but in pure crypto.
And see, what I love about this is how that simplifies the process. It doesn't sound like it simplified the process, but my goodness, doing real estate for 10 plus years, my goodness, did that just simplify the process. Because what people don't understand is behind these tokens, we use a simple word like token, we use a simple word like, or acronym, I guess, for NFT, for a non-fungible token, right? Which is all of these. And the metadata that is behind these, it's unique. It's a one of a kind. It's not, there's proof, right? It's, they say, oh, well, I mean, my deed or my title is this. I'm like, yeah, it's a piece of paper. I could knock that off. They're like, well, I could knock off your NFT. No, you actually couldn't. You might screenshot it and throw it on Instagram and be like, look at how cool I am. I have this really bored looking monkey. But in actuality, there's no metadata behind that image. And so, yeah, he has this funky looking image that looks a lot like yours, but it has no detail.
Let's drill down on this, Jace, because it's really the smart contract on the Ethereum network that will manage, you know, the quote unquote control and ownership of the property. So here's an interesting element. You'll probably appreciate this as a realtor who's got experience. So I bought this this home, and I designed the whole thing and did all the architecture and finishes and the whole piece. So I, you know, real estate is in fact art, right? I picked the exteriors, the interiors, the colors, the whole thing. And once I sell the property as a token and exchange that for the buyer's cryptocurrency, I will actually remain the creator of that art, the creator of that real estate. And every time that exchanges hands moving forward, be paid a residual on the transaction in the future. So into perpetuity, because the guy that buys it from me, let's say one of your buddies wants a second home in Salt Lake, and he's got, like, I got $10 million worth of Bitcoin. I'm just holding on to it. I'm not doing anything. I'd love to exchange $4 million for this house. We go ahead and do the transaction. Now he controls this house, and 6 months later, he decides to sell it for $4.5 million. And the sale of that transaction next time is just fully digital, and the person that he sells it to can exchange whatever cryptocurrency he wants to accept for the sale of that house. And there's no reason to go back to title. The title and the entity that remains on title owning that property stays exactly as it is today, in perpetuity into the future. So there's really a huge convergence that's happening cryptocurrency, smart contracts, blockchain, real estate finance, and all of the value chain around real estate, you know, title insurance, mortgages, all of this stuff, and how it's going to work is really all moving to the blockchain.
I was sitting there and I put my hand up to my head and I leaned down and I started shaking my head left to right going, oh my goodness. I had not thought of that side of this for real estate.
So that house, I'm going to get paid automatically by the smart contract that manages the property, because I am the creator of that home. And as we sell it as an NFT, we tokenize the house, and every time it sells into the future, I'll be paid.
Well, and what's interesting is nobody else can take that home and turn it into their own, because it's already been created. It is what it is, and that's how it stays. Wow, I love that. I mean, if you want to go into chain of title and all that boring real estate stuff, but yes, that is, I mean, wow, that's so interesting. My mind is spinning thinking about the title work on this and how it cleans it up.
Yeah. So the thing that I think is interesting in real estate, and certainly going to evolve over time, is why do we even have a county recorder's office? Why do we have a building that contains paper that shows who the title and the history of the title is. I mean, for one thing in real estate that should absolutely be managed on the blockchain by a smart contract, it's title.
Absolutely. Right?
So title will evolve and change over the coming years, no question.
Man, that would make me want to get every homeowner in America to go and tokenize their deeds, because then right. it hooks them up in the most beautiful, I want to say multi-level, but not in that, you know, lotions and potions way, but it's the way that you started it. I wonder what the businesses are going to do with, hey, let us do this to your deed and blah, blah, blah. And then you get it so that they get a nickel every time the house flips.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is there's a ton of evolution that will take place on how each of these stakeholders within a real estate transaction will work, you know, into the future. And we have a whole pipeline of projects that we are working on where we will do similar transactions. Some of them will be fractioned, so meaning yep. there can be multiple crypto holders on one property. Some of them will be one-to-one, so one person holds the token and one person owns the home. But when you think about this, a tokenized piece of real estate becomes like a miniature REIT, or as some of your listeners might be familiar with, a DAO, right? Because now you have a decentralized autonomous organization, a variety of people who have an interest into that property and would like to be involved in the future of that property.
My goodness. I would love that's I started thinking through on buying some properties, turning them into a DAO, tokenizing it, and then, you know, we're going to mint and allow this many people to come in, and here's whatever you bring in, this is your percentage, and wow, that's beautiful. Isn't it incredible how this is changing everything?
Yeah. So as this progresses forward, you know, how cryptocurrency will change real estate finance, how the ownership of real estate as it will be managed on a smart contract on the blockchain, and all of these components of real estate, whether it's title or insurance or escrow, or, you know, each facet is absolutely moving towards this new technology.
Yeah. Now, how did you come up with this idea? Actually, before I get into that, where would somebody go? Well, so this house specifically, its URL is 1668forest hills.com. So Forest.
Correct.
Some people say it with right. two R's, and I don't understand why. So Forest with one R, forest hills.com. So that's this property. If you want to look that up while you're listening to this, that's the property we're specifically talking about. But then where is there a marketplace, right? Like Utah, it's the WFR MLS, and people, yeah. you know, all the local MLSs, and that goes to realtor.com. They can find all that. Is this listed there as also, or is there somewhere specific?
We just launched it on the MLS today. We also launched the listing on Propy, propy.com.
Okay.
And the website, you can go directly to the website. And if you are a large high net worth individual with lots of crypto and you'd like to exchange $4 million worth of your crypto for an actual real asset, a real piece of property that has been tokenized and turned into an NFT, we'd love to talk to you. This is a really beautiful home in the heart of Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake is one of the top five real estate markets in the country.
My goodness, I'm looking at this home. You did a wonderful job on this.
That's Porsche out front not come with the house. Yeah. I'll just say.
Well, and I'm looking at, I think these are digital renderings on this part I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
My good. Okay. So you guys are going to take this to an entirely different level, and you're going to start doing multiple like this. What's the feedback been with kind of normal grocery store people, meaning people you run into in the grocery store or neighbors, when you say you tokenized a deed or you're selling this home or exchanging this home for crypto? What's been the normal response?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it really broadens the market of people who are really thinking about how to convert their crypto assets. But I want to mention here, the home can be sold as a normal transaction. If you have, you know, if you just sold a different piece of property and you have $4 million in cash, or you want to get traditional financing, all of that is still available. It's not like you can't buy the house with cash. The difference is if you are holding $100 million worth of crypto and you're really excited about diversifying those crypto assets into real property, real estate assets, now you can actually do a transaction just like you would buy an NFT on OpenSea. You can buy this NFT and exchange the token for the house for the crypto tokens that you hold today. And by the virtual ownership of that token, you are in control of that LLC and the ownership of the property. You essentially own that LLC, which controls the house.
Wow. So if somebody brought cash or traditional financing to buy this, would you then have them, I mean, would you assist them in like getting a MetaMask wallet and linking it and getting all that done and then giving them or transferring the NFT to them? Or would you just say, okay, scrap it and we'll do this?
No. So if they just want to close the transaction with cash, it'll happen. If they're bringing US dollars to title and closing the transaction, that's fine. They don't have to understand everything that's happening behind the scenes in terms of the title and ownership. They can continue to sell the house the next time. Traditionally, it's just got some simplification on how that transaction will work moving forward. I guess the answer to your question is you don't have to own cryptocurrency to buy the house.
Right, right.
So you can still buy the house through the traditional process of cash or finance.
But for you to be the original creator, would it be in your best interest to say, hey, you know what? I did all this stuff. It's a token. Let me transfer it to you so that still any other transfers after that you get hooked up for.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's some benefit. There is. So the NFT and tokenization portion will remain moving forward if they use traditional financing on the house. So
yeah.
I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but the benefits to the owner of the house around their ability to control the property and sell the property, it's almost like selling it on Amazon One Checkout the next time you want to sell the property, because it's the property has, for all intensive purposes, been digitized.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, what's the next? Are you working on more projects in Salt Lake like this? I wish people could see what I see. When you say Mill Creek, I love that area. It's beautiful. It's right at the base of the mountain right there. I wish they could see. Yeah. When you say that, I know exactly what you're talking about. I wish they could. So tried to give it a little bit of an explanation right there about, I mean, Mount Olympus is right up there and it's such a pretty area. I actually went to the junior high, Churchill Junior High, that's right there. Actually, I went there for all 3 years. We had just moved to Utah from Los Angeles. And so I started going to school there. So I love that area.
There is a video on the website which kind of shows you the area and the ski resorts. And, you know, it's 20 minutes from the airport. It's 20 minutes to all the four top ski resorts in Utah. It's, you know, 10, 15 minutes to downtown Salt Lake City. It's just a really central part of Salt Lake and a very, very cool part of the city.
Yeah. Well, I hope, I would love to send people. Do you have your own site that you'll be putting more of your properties up on that they could take a look at?
Once we do. It's fourelms.co, FOURELMS.co. So Four Elms is our company name. And we, you know, we're developing a whole series of both vacation properties, single family, multifamily apartments, et cetera. So there's a lot of property in the pipeline that we're doing tokenization on.
Oh, I'm going to go take a look at that and follow through on that. When's the next one that you'll list that will be tokenized?
We're actually going to do some vacation property in Deer Valley, and that'll be fractional ownership. So there'll be multiple folks. So it's kind of like we buy the property, take possession, and then put it into the vacation club rentals. So it's kind of like a version of Airbnb, and then all of the token holders get to participate in the appreciation, the rental income, and have access to the vacation rental networks.
Gosh, I love that. That sure simplifies quite a few things with contracts and all the other stuff. I love what you're doing. I love how far ahead of everybody else you are. I know there was a house in Florida for $4 million that just sold.
This is definitely happening in a variety of markets around the world. We'll hear more about other properties that have been sold as tokenized NFTs, and there'll be more and more convergence happening around traditional real estate transactions and Web 3.0 and crypto and NFTs, no question.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I'm going to let you get back to it. Thank you so much for your time. And I think I got everything I need for this and what everybody else needs to hear. I think this was wonderful. Anything else you want to end with?
Well, just, you know, if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer those questions directly. You can reach me at dave@4elms.co or go to the website for the property and happy to answer any questions that you've got. So thanks for the time and interest and the exposure on the transaction, Chase.
Absolutely. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is The Decode, where your host, Jace Bennett, takes the biggest success stories and deconstructs them down to their core elements so that you can use them to construct your own success.